And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Next up, talking Riley County Senior Service Center, and Jamie Ramsey, director out there, joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know you guys have been closed for a while, but we're getting a little closer to the end of the road here, and a reopening date is on the horizon.
That is exactly right. We closed March 16th. And our reopening date is the first Monday in July, July 6th. And again, that is all kind of contingent upon what it looks like with the community and in talking with the health department. But we're really excited to open up and have our folks back, and have done a lot of thinking about how we can do that safely so that... Because the people, our participants, are at high risk. We want them to know that we've taken every precaution so that they can come, and we probably won't have all the same activities. We're going to kind of start with lunch, and reservations are going to be required so that we can have the dining room set for that number, and everybody is distanced 6 feet away, masks are required, and everybody needs to come in our east door so that when they come in, we'll make sure, you know, they have masks, they sign in, and there's a hand sanitizer there, and really to kind of greet them and tell them what's going to go on, and so we've kind of revamped a lot of things in terms of our restrooms, and so it's a lot of just like a businesses to kind of rethink what it is that we do and how we can be safe.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, places are doing differently, a lot more control. Obviously, having the single entrance into the facility probably helps a lot and keep more of that control there so that you don't get huge crowds of people in a small area.
Yeah, and I think we have not done reservations for lunch before, but we really need to do that so that we can make sure that we have enough tables and chairs. The other thing is, if we see that those numbers are going up, we can divide our lunch into two times, like at 11:30 and 12:15, so we can accommodate them. It's not going to be the same as 4 and 5 people to a table. It's just not. But if you want to come down and we can spread you 6 feet apart, and if we have to, we'll do 2 lunchtimes. But right now we're going to start with 1 at noon. And going to do some different kinds of activities that don't require sitting closely. But all of our exercises are going to stay online. So that if they're doing strength training or yoga, that's all online through our Facebook. And if folks haven't participated and would like to, they just go to for me, it's always easier to go to the website, Riley County Senior Service Center, and I always scroll down, hit the Facebook icon, and then it pops in. But they, what folks have liked about it is that because it records them, that if you don't want to do yoga at 10:15, you can do it at 1 or, you know, 2, because it's on there for them.
Yes.
And we have had so many more people participate that we could ever accommodate in our facility on a pre-COVID-19 time, let alone now.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
That's a good thing.
Nice little convenience factor there. So
it is.
Most definitely. As far as prior to opening then, I'm sure there's a lot of cleaning going on behind the scenes.
We have done a lot of that already. Carpets, disinfected all the chairs, the tables, done some kind of, you know, taken down, gotten rid of all magazines. Putting brochures in a way, in a format that if someone's interested, let's say, in where our senior housing units in Manhattan, it's on a single page that we can hand them. They don't have to touch brochures and that kind of thing. We did have to get rid of our kind of our little, what we called our blue moon, our little resale shelves. So I know folks will be sorry for that because they love to come in and, you know, pick up something for 50 cents or $2, and it helped them. It gave them something to do, to buy, and really was a very good ongoing fundraiser for the center. So, but we have been very fortunate that people have been very generous while we have been closed. So we're hoping that the financial impact of that won't be too bad.
Sure. Well, as far as volunteers, I know the lunchtime usually requires volunteers. What's the process for that?
I think what we're going to do, because we usually had at least three or four volunteers, and because I think that number is not going to be as big, I think we're going to do maybe two volunteers. We'll do so that we can kind of control that. Everybody coming into the facility, staff, volunteers, participants, will all have wear masks. As you come in the building and as you go into the dining room, we'll go through the hand sanitizing. But we're figuring out a way to put the, you know, kind of the silverware where it's not touched. There's a lot of kind of walking it through and saying, oh, that's not going to work. But we use a lot of volunteers. So hopefully what we'll do is rotate those people so that people who used to come 3 days a week, maybe will come one day a week and we'll change those volunteers each day.
Okay. And, you know, last week we saw there was five people that were infected at the Leonardville Nursing Home. We're still seeing new cases pop up here every once in a while locally. What is the process here if there is, let's say, an infection that happens at the senior center?
Well, one of the things that we'll be doing is signing everybody in, so that your name and your phone number, so that if there's somebody later reports back that they have come down with a virus, then that list will enable the health department to do the contact tracing. And at that point, then we'll have to shut the facility down, do a deep clean, and then, you know, reopen. It's with our folks, they have been, by and large, very, very cautious. And I know there are some folks who will not be back because they just don't want to risk it. And so I'm hoping that we have taken enough precautions, but you never know. You never know what folks do after they, you know, leave the center on weekends. And so our best is to minimize any kind of way in which people can become infected. The masks, the hand sanitizing, and just the physical distancing.
All right. Well, I know a lot of people are looking forward to the reopening of the senior center. July 6th is the anticipated date, and cross our fingers that nothing prevents that from being delayed.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if folks have questions, staff is back in the center, and they can call down here at 537-4040 and say, I'm kind of concerned how is this going to work. Be more than happy to walk them through. If they want to know what kinds of activities, we will be putting out a newsletter, but if they kind of want to know what precautions are going to be taken, can they still come for a movie? Will we have bunco? That kind of thing. And also, when are they going to serve their favorite meal, I'm sure. I make the risk, but I know that they are curious about the steps that we have taken and will continue to take. And we're open for suggestions.
All right. Well, Jamie, we sure appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Jamie Ramsey again with the Riley County Senior Center joining us on In Focus. And stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus with the Animal Shelter up next on News Radio KMAN.